All right, let's try this again. Maybe this time the microphone will be at the correct fucking gain level. Because I need to get the ball rolling because we are cutting into my Star Wars time. I have had an astonishingly productive day today, which is good because outside it is snowing and I think the high today was about 2 or 3. Right now it's -5. Tomorrow's going to be a high of -1. So naturally, I will need to be outside loading a fucking truck. Because what else would you do when it's -1 degrees? Would you stay home? No, of course not. Of course not. You would, of course, have to have a gig the week that the temperature, not just the week, but the actual days that the temperature plummets. You know, I'm amazed that this is the first episode of the Superstition podcast we've done in the year 2022. The second year of the retarded dystopia. But then again, considering how Wuhan crazy everybody is, considering the fact that it's a Wuhan Wonderland, I get, do we really need to even do a special podcast for the Wuhan when it surrounds us every single day? Yes, my friends, you and I could die at any moment. And if not that, we could kill somebody's grandmother by going outside without magic cloth over our faces. You know why we would do that? Because we're white supremacists. Science. None of them believe in X and Y chromosomes. I love science on Facebook and all this other gay ass fucking shit. Alrighty then, really, this actually is cutting into my Star Wars time. What time is it? It's 1823. I have been going since about 0600 this morning. I have made a fuck ton of progress on my list for the day. Didn't get everything on the list for the day because you never do. Well, I never do. But I got a lot of shit done. Almost blew off the podcast, but I said, you know what? I'm in an astonishingly good mood. I have way more energy than I would normally have at 18:30 hours. This is about the time my energy levels start crashing and all I want to do is either whack things with a lightsaber or read a book or watch television. So I thought, hey, let's do a podcast. And then you guys almost got some, you almost got the one about the TV commercials, but I didn't want to feel like crunching the data. You almost got a yes all women because I thought, oh, that would be fun. But I'm going to save that because I really am working the next few days. And it really is going to be a high of -1. And I really am going to be miserable. And so I'm going to save. I think you'll get a yes all women on Friday because that'll be an easy podcast to do. I could do that with half my brain tied behind my back and the other half lobotomized. Because it's just women talking about their problems and looking for advice. And we know that women, in every case that a woman needs advice, the advice really is the same thing. Lose weight, let your hair grow out long, and shut the fuck up. Women, that'll solve 93% of your fucking problems. And that's settled science, sweetheart. Speaking of settled science, let's talk about some settled science. We got three articles here. These are from PubMed. I created a fake PubMed account, pretended I was a nurse, so I could log in to get these articles. Here we go. Originally, I just had these in a different order, but then I realized I should read them in the order that they occurred. And I haven't read these all the way through. I've looked at them, so there may be some prizes. Surprises, not prizes. Prizes are different. There might be some surprises. I don't know. Here we go. September 17th, 2020. 2020. 2 years ago. Well, you know, almost 2 years ago. Low vitamin D in Wuhan predicts ICU admission, poor survival. Now, isn't it interesting that when people like myself say, maybe you should take some vitamin D, we get accused of ignoring the science, being white supremacist, being conspiracy theorist, being anti-vaxxers. Like, literally, if you tell people, you know, why don't you take some vitamin D? Well, you're an anti-vaxxer. Like, anti-vaxxer is, like, it's the new version of racist. Right? When someone can't come up with an actual argument against anything you're saying, they, instead of calling you a racist, nowadays they call you an anti-vaxxer. Which, of course, is the same thing as being a racist in their mind, because, of course, we know that anti-vaxxers are also all white supremacists who also all want black people to die. And, you know, no, not at all. I think we should vaccinate all the black people. Every goddamn one of them should all get vaxxed. Double vaxxed, and then get a booster. And March is coming up. They can get their fourth shot when Pfizer releases that. I want them to have as many vaxes as possible. Especially if my wet dream were to come true that the vax would fucking sterilize people that get it. Okay, I want to get through all three of these in one episode, so I need to shut the fuck up and not tangent. Good luck with that. I'm going to need it. Having low serum vitamin D levels was an independent risk factor for having symptomatic Wuhan with respiratory distress requiring admission to intensive care, as opposed to having mild Wuhan and for not surviving, in a new study from Italy. Quote, our data, about all of this will be in the, there'll be the usual PDF files. By the way, that's tangenting, not tangenting. No tangenting. Quote, our data gives strong observational support to previous suggestions that reduced vitamin D levels may favor the appearance of severe respiratory dysfunction and increase the mortality risk in patients affected with Wuhan, unquote, the researchers report. Names I can't pronounce. Guy has an MD, a PhD, Department of Medicine, Surgery, and Neurosciences at the University of Siena, Italy, presented these findings during the virtual American Society of Bone and Mineral Research 2020 annual meeting. Now, I mean, just because he has an MD, a PhD, and he's at the Department of Medicine, Surgery, and Neurosciences at a university in Italy, he's probably still a white supremacist. I mean, we know that, right? Anyone who would suggest that vitamin D might reduce your chances of dying from Wuhan obviously hates niggers. I mean, pox. I mean, colored people. I mean, wait, what are they this week? White supremacist. Giardi told Medscape Medical News that this analysis suggests determining vitamin D levels in people testing positive for a Wuhan infection might help predict their risk of severe disease. However, further research is needed to explore whether vitamin D supplements could prevent the risk of respiratory failure in patients with Wuhan infection, he stressed. So he found something. And he said, hey, we should look at this. We should gather data. Okay, see, this is what science looks like, for those of you who are confused. He came up with this thing, and he said, wow, there seems to be a correlation. So he said, you know, we should start testing people who have tested with the Wuhan, we should check their vitamin D level. And then we should take that data and do something with it. And he said, but we need more research to figure out if more vitamin D is going to do something. See, this is science. This is what real science looks like. In the meantime, Jiari said, quote, I believe that, particularly in the winter season, radiation there's a lot of fucking parentheses here. Yeah, we know how fucking vitamin D and fucking sunlight work. Quote, I believe that, particularly in the winter season, the use of vitamin D supplementation and correction of vitamin D deficiency might be of major relevance for the reduction of the clinical burden of the ongoing and future outbreaks of Wuhan infection. Unquote. So here's the guy with a PhD and an MD saying that if you take some vitamin D, it might reduce the chances of you getting Wuhan. But see, if you or I say this, we are accused by the people who follow the science and believe the experts of being white supremacist anti-vaxxers. Invited to comment, David Meltzer, MD, PhD, Chief of Hospital Medicine at University of Chicago Medicine, Illinois, who is not involved with the study, agrees. So this guy has an MD and a PhD, and he's a Chief of Hospital Medicine at the University of Chicago. I don't know, if we're going to follow the science, maybe we could take whatever he's going to say seriously? I don't know, I'm just throwing that out. It's a suggestion. I know I'm a white supremacist. I know I'm an anti-vaxxer. This is just a suggestion to those of you who like to post on your Facebook feed about how much you fucking love science. Okay, let's see what he has to say now. Because I don't know. I haven't read this. Hopefully I'm not going to embarrass myself and he's going to disagree with this or something. And I'm going to look like an idiot. But see, I have a huge fucking ball sack. I can handle it because I'm not a woman, because I don't have to spend my entire life trying to avoid experiencing discomfort. Quote, I think this body of work should suck my dick. Oh, no, sorry, I was thinking about some hot redhead for a minute. Quote, I think this body of work suggests that people should be taking supplements if they cannot increase sun exposure on a sustained basis. This abstract supports multiple prior findings. Wow, were any of these multiple prior findings, did you see any of these on the news back in 2020? Back in 2020, in September of 2020, did you hear about any of this on the news? I'm just wondering, did CNN do any segments on what we're talking about right now? I don't remember CNN doing any segments on this. I didn't watch CNN because I don't watch CNN, so I wouldn't remember it even if they did it. But I'm just wondering, do you remember hearing about this science back in 2020? I don't remember hearing about this. So in September of 2020, I seem to remember that we were all about to die. Unless we put magic cloth on our faces, in which case Grandma might survive for one more day, but she was still right there on the edge. His quote continues, the abstract supports multiple prior findings that suggest that higher vitamin D levels are associated with improved outcomes, unquote. And Joanne E. Mason, who is a woman that I do not care about her opinion because she's a woman, but she has an MD, a DRPhD, whatever that is, of Harvard Medical School, and Brigham and Women's Hospital, who is not involved with the research but has also spoken about the topic in a video report for Medscape, said, quote, We know. This sounds like settled science. This is a doc, not just a doctor, but a doctor with a vagina. Being as she went to medical school and she has an MD and a DRPhD, there might be greater than a 55% chance that she does in fact know where her vagina is at. Okay, this woman could be in the top 55% of women who can locate their vaginas. My God, she might even be able to locate the vagina of another woman in addition to her own vagina. Here's what she said. What did she say? This might be settled science. I'm not sure. Let's find out. Quote, we know from several studies that a low vitamin D level is associated with a higher risk of having Wuhan and severe illness. But correlation does not prove causation. I think that improving vitamin D status is a promising way to reduce the risk of severe illness, but we need randomized controlled trials to prove cause and effect, unquote. Oh, you mean like actual science? You mean where you would do randomized controlled experiments to determine whether or not your thesis is supported or disproved by evidence? Whoa, you mean real science? No. See, this may be a woman, but it's clear that she is a white supremacist, right? She was probably involved in the January the 6th military coup attempt, MAGA takeover insurrection at the government building. I mean, clearly this woman can't be trusted. She's clearly been brainwashed by the patriarchy. Countries with lower average levels of vitamin D or lower UVB radiation exposure have higher Wuhan mortality. Really? Did you hear that information presented anytime in September of 2020 on the news? And quote, demographic groups known to be at higher risk of vitamin D deficiency, such as POX, the elderly, nursing home residents, and those with obesity and diabetes, are at a high risk of Wuhan hospitalization / mortality. Unquote. Yes, old people, people in nursing homes, fat people, and sick people are the ones that Wuhan is killing. They also have lower levels of vitamin D because they're unhealthy and they don't go outside. Yes! There is a high prevalence of vitamin D deficiency in Italy, where mortality rates from Wuhan have been particularly high. Wait, once again, I just want to know, where were the people who follow the science in 2020 when this was being published? Isn't it amazing when you, and I didn't even look very hard to find this. I found this only because I saw somebody just posted the headline to one of these articles. The one I actually saw the headline posted is going to be the third one we read. And that headline is vitamin D deficiency in Wuhan quadrupled death rate. So I went to PubMed looking for that, and I found the rest of this on the way. Isn't it amazing how I can stumble across this and locate this information in literally less than 15 minutes? 5 minutes of that was me creating a fake account to get in there and get the full article. And yet, the news media can't locate any of this information. The average fucking normie who thinks that taking vitamin D to be healthy is white supremacy cannot access any of this information, even though they're looking at their cell phone nearly all fucking day long, and they think they're the smartest people ever because they have Google. Okay, to examine the relationship between vitamin D levels and Wuhan severity mortality, the researchers studied three groups. 103 symptomatic patients with Wuhan with respiratory insufficiency who were admitted to a Milan hospital from March 9th to April 30th. That was the first group. Second group, 52 patients with mild Wuhan recruited from patients and staff from a nearby nursing home who had a positive test for Wuhan. Okay, the third group is 206 healthy controls, matched 2-to-1 with symptomatic patients of the same age, weight, and gender. Okay, so we controlled for age, weight, and gender. I mean, understand now, gender is a social construct, right? That's settled science, that the X and the Y chromosome is a right-wing conspiracy theory that was used by white supremacists in order to initiate and instigate the July 6th MAGA uprising at the Capitol building. Okay, but the other, age and weight, well, certainly those things are real, right? Or are actually is age and weight... Well, wait, those are measured with numbers, and numbers were created by the patriarchy to oppress women and pox. So maybe those are social constructs also. Anyway, they adjust, so they God damn it. There's no way I'm going to make it through all three of these in this episode. God, I hate my life. Fucking hate my life. All right, so anyway, they adjusted for age, weight, and gender. All right, from 3,174 patients who had vitamin D measured during a, who had vitamin D, let me start that over again so it makes some fucking sense. Great one. When has anything on your podcast ever made sense? Yeah, go fuck yourself. You keep listening. 206 healthy individuals matched 2-to-1 with symptomatic patients of the same age, weight, and gender from 3,174 patients who had vitamin D measured during a routine checkup from January to March 2020. Patients in the hospitalized group had lower mean vitamin D levels, 18.2 ng per ml. Oh my God, that's like, remember guys, mine is 180 last time I had it tested. They're at 18.2? Dude, that's like there's not even any, that's like nothing. Holy shit. All right, patients in the hospital group, patients in the hospitalized group had lower mean vitamin D levels, 18.2 ng per ml, than those with the mild Wuhan who had 30.3 ng per ml, or those in the control group who had 25.4 ng per ml. Man, that is a severe, all around, that is a terrible vitamin D deficiency. Whew. Patients with symptomatic versus mild Wuhan were slightly older and more likely to have at least one comorbidity and less likely to be taking vitamin D supplements as a baseline, 30% versus 79%. So 30% of symptomatic Wuhan were on vitamin D supplements, 79% of mild Wuhan were on vitamin D supplements. I mean, there's already, and this is the thing too, from what we have only read so far, this is already more evidence that vitamin D will protect you from Wuhan than there is evidence that putting cloth over your face will protect you from Wuhan. But the people who follow the science, if they saw this or heard that, they'd lose their minds. And you know this, I don't know why I'm telling you, why am I telling you this? Among symptomatic patients, mean vitamin D levels were inversely associated with, interleukin, IL-6, and C-reactive protein, quote, both of which are direct expressions of inflammatory status, unquote, Giannari noted. Hold on, I'm trying to digest symptomatic patients. Vitamin D levels inversely associated. Okay, so more of the IL-6 and C-reactive proteins means you have more inflammation. So they're saying that the lower the vitamin D, the more of the proteins and the more of the inflammation. Okay, it makes sense. About half of the hospitalized patients, 49, were admitted to a ward and discharged after a mean stay of 16 days. None of them died. The other 54 hospitalized patients were admitted to the intensive care unit with severe acute respiratory distress. 38 patients received continuous positive airway pressure, and 16 patients received endotracheal intubation. Of the 54 patients admitted to the ICU, 19 patients died from respiratory distress after a mean of 19 days, quote, consistent with the literature, unquote, and the other 35 patients were discharged after a mean of 21 days. Patients with severe Wuhan who were admitted to ICU as opposed to a ward were more likely to be male. Wait, I thought CNN told us that women were the hardest hit by the Wuhan. No, no, wait. I thought it was, wait, it was black people that were the hardest hit by Wuhan. Oh, no, 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 no. It was homosexuals that were the hardest hit by Wuhan. Oh, no, 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 wait. It was left-handed Latina trannies who only have one eye that were hardest hit by the Wuhan. No, you know who's hardest hit by the Wuhan? The same group of people that are hardest hit by everything. Men. Because we're not women. We don't have people rushing to fucking serve us anytime we fucking stub our toe. We're not constantly protected from experiencing discomfort by everyone around us. Patients with severe Wuhan who were admitted to ICU as opposed to a ward were more likely to be male, have at least one comorbidity, at least one, which means multiple, at least one, have higher baseline IL-6 levels and neutrophil counts, and lower lymphatic and platelet counts. They also had lower mean vitamin D levels, 14.4, oh my God, how are you even alive, versus 22.4 ng per ml, and were more likely to have vitamin D deficiency. It says in parentheses, vitamin D less than 20 ng per ml. Like, that is, the fact that that's where a deficiency, really, the deficiency should be anything less than 100. That's your fucking deficiency. All of these people are deficient. Patients admitted to ICU who died had lower baseline vitamin D levels than those who survived, 13.2 versus 19.3 ng per ml. Once again, this is already way more evidence than anyone can show me for muzzling or social distancing. Where was this information in 2020? I mean, it was right here on PubMed. Why was this not on CNN? A rhetorical question, we know the answer. Vitamin D levels were inversely associated with respiratory distress requiring ICU admissions and with mortality independent of IL-6 levels and other comorbidities. Quote, the vitamin D levels are associated with improved outcomes independent of IL-6. No, sorry, let me start over. Quote, that vitamin D levels are associated with improved outcomes independent of IL-6 could reflect that IL-6 is an imperfect measure of the inflammatory process or that vitamin D is related to outcomes for other reasons, such as enhancement of innate or adaptive immunity, unquote, says Meltzer. He added, quote, this is not to exclude the possibility that vitamin D has important immunodeblupulary effects, unquote. So where was this information? All right. October 19th, 2020. Now, I haven't read all of this one. This one appears to be contradicting the information we just presented. But I'm not really sure because I haven't read the fucking thing, so let's find out. Link between vitamin D and ICU outcomes unclear. We can, quote, stop putting money on vitamin D, unquote, to help patients who require critical care, said Todd Rice, MD. No, but we should certainly continue to put money on muzzling, on vaccing, on putting them in the hospital. See, we don't want to put any money on people doing anything preventative, like taking vitamins and being healthy in order to avoid getting sick. We want them to get sick so they will come to the hospital so that people like Todd here can make money. Now, I don't know. How would you want to bet Todd works at a hospital? Quote, results from vitamin D trials have not been uniformly one way, but they have been pretty uniformly disappointing, unquote. Todd Rice, yes, from Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee, reported at Chest 2020. So there you go. He's right at a hospital. Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He's making money off of this. Of course he doesn't want you to take vitamins. All right, hang on one second. I gotta do something here. I'm gonna pause this. Just no, I'm not gonna masturbate or anything. I gotta go turn off the heater because it is getting way too fucking hot in here. All right, I'm back. Got it. I had the heater cranked up to 71. No wonder I'm fucking dying here. All right, where was I? Low levels of vitamin D in critically ill Wuhan patients have been reported in numerous recent studies. Oddly enough, you heard of none of these recent studies on the news. And researchers are looking for ways to boost those levels and improve outcomes. This is why I don't podcast at night. This is why I do this in the morning. It's a great one. You can't read in the morning either. Yeah, but in the morning, I'm still half asleep, but I don't notice that I can't read. We are seeing, quote, the exact same story, unquote, in the critically ill Wuhan population as we see in the general ICU population, said Rice. Quote, the whole scenario is repeating itself. I'm pessimistic, unquote. I'm confused. So he's saying that this is a trend they've seen before in the general ICU population. So like in the past? And so you still, like over all these years, you've never mentioned that there's a trend among people in ICUs that they have low vitamin D levels. Like no one ever came on TV or the internet and like mentioned this and said, hey, maybe people should take more vitamin. Well, no, of course not. Because again, we want to sell ICU beds. That's what we're selling. We don't want to sell vitamins because vitamins are cheap. We don't want to sell going outside and allowing the sunlight to hit your skin because the hospitals don't make money that way. We want to sell ICU beds. Still, vitamin D levels can be elevated, so in theory, quote, the concept makes sense, unquote, he said. There is evidence that, quote, when given internally, the levels rise nicely, quote, and vitamin D is absorbed reasonably well, unquote. But is that... The doctors really talk, when given internally, the levels rise. All right, never mind. Let's just. When patients are admitted to the ICU, some biomarkers in the body are too high and others are too low. Vitamin D is often too low. So far, though, quote, supplementing vitamin D in the ICU has not significantly improved outcomes, unquote, said Rice. All right, let's stop right here without me reading any farther. So what he just said is, well, giving people vitamin D after they're in the ICU hasn't helped them. Okay. To the extent of my knowledge, none of the right-wing white supremacist MAGA rioters, such as myself, who are pushing vitamin D have ever said that taking vitamin D after you have the Wuhan is going to help you. And we've certainly not said that taking vitamin D after you're in the ICU is going to help you. Vitamin D is not a cure. It is prevention. You take the vitamin D in advance so that your body is healthy, so that you can fight off the Wuhan virus, and if the Wuhan does get you, you bounce back faster. I personally have not heard anyone claiming, not even Jack Spirko, claiming that if you take the vitamin D after you're sick, it's going to make you better. The concept here is for your vitamin D to be elevated before you get sick so you don't get sick. In the vitamin D to improve outcomes by leveraging early treatment trial, Violet for short. Oh my God, I hate these people. Rice and his colleagues found no statistical benefit when a 54. All right, what in the fuck is this? Here's the number as it's written. This is journalism, okay? It's 540,0000. So I'm going to assume this is supposed to be 540,000 IU boost of vitamin D was administered to 2,624 critically ill patients. Okay, once again, the person is already critically ill. It's too late for them to take vitamins. Now, I'm not, vitamins probably can't hurt. But to say, well, we gave vitamin D to 2,624 critically ill patients and it didn't help. Well, of course not. They're critically ill. No one's making the claim that vitamin D is a miracle drug, right? No one is walking around, unlike with the vax, saying that if you get the vax, not only are you completely immune to Wuhan, but you have a lesser chance of dying from any other cause. Anybody remember when I read that article? Okay, that's called religion. Getting vaxxed means you're less likely to die from anything. Nobody on the vitamin D side, I shouldn't say nobody, there's probably somebody out there. There's charlatans. There's just like there's charlatans everywhere. There's charlatans out there. Okay, nobody with more than 7 brain cells is claiming that vitamin D will cure you once you are critically ill. Quote, early administration of high dose intral vitamin D3 did not provide an advantage over placebo with respect to 90-day mortality or other non-fatal outcomes among critically ill vitamin D deficient patients, unquote. And I believe that because, once again, just to repeat myself, no, I'm not saying it's a cure. It's a fucking prevention, not a cure. In fact, Violet ended before enrollment had reached the planned 3,000 patient cohort because the statistical analysis clearly did not show benefit. Those enrolled were in the ICU because of, among other things, pneumonia, sepsis, the need for mechanical ventilation or vasopressors, and the risk for acute respiratory disease syndrome, acute respiratory distress syndrome. Quote, it doesn't look like vitamin D is going to be the answer to our critical care problems, unquote, Rice told Medscape Medical News. Once again, because it's not a fucking cure. It's not a fucking treatment. It is preventative. Okay, if somebody is dehydrated, you can't fix the dehydration by having them drink one glass of water. But if you drink one glass of water on a fairly regular basis, you prevent the dehydration. God fucking damn it. had to stop and take a drink of water there. Kind of wish I had a martini right now. One theory, stop. One theory suggests that Violet might have failed because a maintenance dose is needed after the initial boost of vitamin D. Okay, hold on. So you're telling me that they gave these people... that's what it said. They gave them one dose of vitamin D. 540,000 IUs of vitamin D one time. Okay, that's like giving the dehydrated person, a person who's severely dehydrated, giving them one glass of water and that's it. I mean, how do doctors not know this? Yes, you have to give them a maintenance dose. You have to take the vitamin D every day. Or at least like every other day. You can't just take a big giant dose of vitamin D one time and then you're finished. Yeah, I put gas in my car once. I can't believe I ran out of fuel. Right? And these are the people who are telling you you need to put a fucking cloth on your face. Of course you have to do maintenance dosing. You have to take the shit every fucking day. In the ongoing Vitaldalis trial, God, these names, critically ill patients with severe vitamin D deficiency, 12 ng per ml or less, I don't even know how you're alive at that level, received an initial 540,000 IU dose, followed by 4,000 IU per day. Okay, at least they're giving them a maintenance dose, but 4,000 IU per day is jack shit. That's not going to do anything. The highly anticipated vital DI's results are expected in the middle of next year, Rice reported, so let's wait and see. All right, well, I guess I'm going to have to go find these results, and we'll find out what they said. I don't think it's going to be that good because I don't think that 4,000 IU a day is enough to do jack shit. But then, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't think that putting cloth over your face makes you immune to viruses. What do I know? Quote, vitamin D may not have an acute effect. We can raise your levels, but that doesn't give you all the benefits of having a sufficient level for a long period of time. Unquote. Yes. That is exactly correct. Taking a sick person and giving them a giant dose of vitamin D is not biologically, not biochemically the same thing as them having a sufficient level of vitamin D for the previous 10 years. Those are two completely different things. Yes, you're right. And that's why your first study up there was worthless. You took a bunch of sick people on the edge of death, you gave them one giant dose of vitamin D, and then you said, why, look, they weren't cured miraculously. It must not work. Oh my fucking God. These follow my science. It's my science. My science! God, I fucking... God, I just want to go. I just want to fucking go out and shoot people. I just want to go to the nearest hospital and just shoot everyone wearing scrubs because they're all this stupid. They're all just dumber than fuck. Another theory suggests that a low level of vitamin D is simply a signal of the severity of the disease, not a direct influence on disease pathology. Right, so in other words, instead of low vitamin D causing you to get sick, maybe your vitamin D is low because you're sick. Well, I admit that is a possibility. That's the sort of thing that we should do some research to determine. right? Get people, track them over the long term. What's their vitamin D level? Get a bunch of volunteers who just come in every 2 weeks. You check their vitamin D, and then you just follow it the whole time. Then they get sick. Well, does their vitamin D go down? How much does it go down? Yeah, and you could gather data, and then you could maybe come up with a hypothesis. Is the vitamin D going down because of sicknesses? Do some sicknesses drive down vitamin D? Are other sicknesses, you know, pushed out by higher vitamin D? We could get this data. We have the ability. We have the ability to fucking monitor every text message, every email, and every phone call made in the United States and record every bit of it and have it. But by God, we can't dare do some testing on people's fucking vitamin D levels. Oh no, that we don't have time for. We don't have money for that. But we got money for shit like dropping bombs on... Oh wait, we're not dropping bombs on Afghanistan anymore because they kicked the American military out. You know, the most badass military on the planet Earth. The one that's filled with trannies and faggots that's about to go fight the Russians and get their asses handed to them. So we got money for all that shit. We did have money to leave all that military hardware in Afghanistan so that the Afghanis could have it. Right, we got money for all that shit, but oh no, no, we can't print no money. Money printer go burr like a motherfucker. Oh, hey, I'm Joseph Biden. I'm gonna give you some money so you can stay home in the Wuhan hoax. 15 days to flatten the curve, right? Burr, money printer go burr. Oh yeah, money. We ain't got no money to do any research on vitamin D levels. Because you see, that's white supremacy. I have no sympathy for anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances. Because you're all morons. They're all morons. Every fucking one. Unless you're listening to this podcast right now, you're a fucking moron. God damn it, I hate the fucking normies and NPCs. Some observational data have shown an Timmy! Hey, God damn it. All right, some observational data have shown... Some observational data have shown an association between low levels of vitamin D and outcomes in Wuhan patients. But some have shown no association. So it lists here, and there's links to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that show an association and 2 that do not show an association. Rice conducted a search of clinictrials.gov immediately before his presentation on Sunday. So he didn't do any research until immediately before his presentation. So the guy's a doctor, but just like a fucking high school kid, he crams right before the test. And Josh, he went to a government website. Gee, do you think a government website is going to have any evidence on it that being healthy is a good idea? I kind of doubt that. Rice conducted a search of clinicaltrials.gov immediately before his presentation on Sunday and found 41 ongoing interventional studies, quote, not observational studies, unquote, looking at Wuhan and vitamin D. Quote, they're recruiting, they're enrolling, hopefully we'll have data soon, unquote. Wow, so he found 41 interventional studies that were starting up to look at vitamin D in Wuhan in order to gather data. Have you heard anything about any of these 41 studies? I haven't. Haven't heard a word. Which makes me inclined to believe that they probably, most of them, showed that there's a correlation between low vitamin D and dying of Wuhan. Because if vitamin D actually made you more likely to die of Wuhan, I guarantee that would have been on CNN. Well, I see I've got a lot of research to do here. Researchers have checked a lot of boxes with a resounding yes on the vitamin D question. So there's reason to think an association does exist for ICU patients, whether or not they have Wuhan. Quote, is there a theoretical benefit of vitamin D in the ICU? Yes. Is vitamin D deficient in patients in the ICU? Yes. Is that deficiency associated with poor outcomes? Yes. Can it be replaced safely? Yes. However, we're not really sure that it improves outcomes, unquote, Dr. Rice said. So he agrees, is there a theoretical benefit? Yes. Is the vitamin D deficient in the patients in the ICU? Yes. Is the deficiency associated with poor outcomes? Yes. Can you give them vitamin D safely? Yes. But then he says, we're not really sure that it improves outcomes. Well, I don't know. Why don't you try doing some research? Instead of walking around with cloth on your face, why didn't somebody try researching this? Although apparently they have. We just haven't heard about the results. I really got to do some research on this. Quote, do you think it's really an issue of the patients being critically ill with vitamin D, or is it a chronic issue of having low vitamin D, unquote, asked session moderator Anit Steinbitt, MD, PhD from the UC San Diego School of Medicine. All right, Rice answered, quote, we don't know for sure, unquote. That's why you're supposed to be doing science to find out. Isn't it amazing how science has all the answers, right? The science people, science has all the answers. It's settled science. And yet here this doctor basically has answered everything. And look, at least he's being honest. I don't know. Right, we got the settled science, I fucking love science, fucking fucktards posting on fucking Facebook with their fucking muzzle up or you'll kill grandma settled science. But here you have an actual doctor who's actually doing shit, and his answer for everything is, I don't know. We don't know. Well, I thought the science was settled. Is the science settled or do we not know? I'm getting really confused. Vitamin D might not have a lot of acute effects. It might have effects that are chronic that work with levels over a period of time, he explained. Quote, it's not clear we can correct that with a single dose or with a few days of giving a It is not clear that we can correct with that with a single dose or with a few days of giving a level that is adequate. Unquote, he acknowledged. Yes, which is what I just said. You can't give people one dose and cure them. How do I know more than doctors do? Oh, wait, because I'm not a fucking idiot. All right, well, I guess we're going to do the third one in an upcoming episode. And actually, hopefully by then, I can follow up on some of this other stuff and let's see what I find. Thanks.